A friend's wife died, and his daughter, who is 5, was just baptized and said that she saw her mom sitting in the front row watching her get baptized. Could this be true?
Well, you know, you hear the stories, and there's a song about, you know, in stories about, you know, a baseball player or something, and his dad was blind, and now his dad, you know, died, and now he goes up and has the greatest game he's ever had. Why? Because he felt like his dad was watching him. And, you know, this is a pretty inspirational thing. And is it possible that God allows people in heaven to see what's going on earth? Well, it's not only possible. We have specific biblical passages that indicate it. But it doesn't mean it happens all the time. I mean, Revelation 6 has the martyrs. They die. They go to heaven. They're looking down on earth. How long, O Lord, before you bring judgment on those who persecute us? They clearly can see what's going on. The judgment hasn't come yet. They know it hasn't come yet. How long, Lord, before you take care of what's going on down there? They not only remember it, they see it. And you've got Luke 15 with the people who are in heaven. Heaven rejoices. There's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God whenever a sinner on earth repents. And it doesn't say the angels rejoice. It says they're rejoicing in their presence. Who is doing the rejoicing in their presence? Well, the people of God. I mean, sure, God's rejoicing. Probably the angels are rejoicing. But it's God's people who are able to see what's going on down on earth who are rejoicing for the repentance of a sinner and likely a family member that's been prayed for years, and now they're seeing the answer to prayer, and they're rejoicing. You know, what a great thing. So I certainly wouldn't, if somebody told me story, and I've heard a number of stories like this, I certainly wouldn't say that can't be true. I would say it's not a normal thing in terms of it's not a ghost situation where ghosts travel the earth and do. You know, we get a lot of sort of paganism and mythology and occult type stuff blended in sometimes. But, you know, God can do whatever God wants to do. J.B. Phillips, a great theologian, the Phillips Translation, he told a story one time very cautiously, and he says, I don't know how to tell you this, but after he died, C.S. Lewis appeared to me in my room and talked to me. I mean, this is the least God, I mean, this is, he would never make this up. I mean, it's just, and so what am I going to do? Tell God he can't send C.S. Lewis to talk to J.B. Phillips? Of course he can. And, you know, if we start thinking of that as the normal way things happen, I'd say not normal. But, you know, God is, you know, look up the word God and see what it means. And it means he can do whatever he wants. So as long as it doesn't violate Scripture. Now, if mom appears and says, hey, it doesn't matter how you live, everybody goes to heaven, you can be sure that that isn't mom coming back, you know, to tell you that.